It's time for Fibber McGee and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into tonight's story in a minute, but first let's listen to this.
Traveling, gardening, painting pictures, hobby shop.
What are you doing, McGee?
I'm making a list of things folks like to do when they retire.
Well, add sitting to that list, will you? That's what you like to do. Anyway, who's retiring?
Well, not me. Not yet. But retirement is something that every man jack of us thinks about from time to time.
Every woman jill of us, too, McGee. Well, go ahead now. There's more to retiring than just thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Retirement, that is really carefree retirement, has to be planned for. And the best way to start is with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
And the best time to start is right now while you're earning money. With a Prudential Retirement Income Plan, you can be sure of a monthly income when you reach the age you want to retire at.
And you'll get this regular income, money coming in every month for just as long as you live. Well, Molly, did you want to say something?
Yes. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Folks, why don't you call your Prudential agent? He'll tell you how you can see all your retirement dreams come true with a Prudential Retirement Income Plan.
Dr. George Gamble has just walked up the front steps at 79 Wistful Vista to visit the McGees. As he rings the doorbell, he sees a handbill lying on the porch.
A handbill lying on the porch. I'll take it in. Give it...
Well, good morning, Doctor. Come in.
Hiya, Molly. Just thought I'd look in, say hello. Oh, I picked up a circular on your front porch. You want it?
Let me see. Oh, dear, one of those. You better pitch that before McGee gets his hands on it.
Who came in, Molly? Oh, hi, Fetzel. What you got? You bring our mail in? Let's see what you got there.
Hey, don't grab.
Oh, darn.
Sorry, Molly. He snatched it right out of my hand.
Hey, look at this, Molly. An auction. They're having an auction. Today, at the War Surplus Store.
Well, goody. But just get that bargain-hunting glint out of your eye. We're not going.
Why not? Say, they got some pretty good stuff in them War Surplus Stores. There's a whole list of stuff they're going to auction off right here on the circular. You can get some good bargains at them auctions if you're smart.
You mean like the last time, when we came home with that locked trunk that was full of old trunk keys? No, McGee, you can't be trusted at auctions.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hey, you were the one who bought that trunk.
That's what I mean. You were standing right next to me, and did you try to stop me? No.
You kids will have to learn to use a little restraint, that's all.
Like maybe taping our mouths shut, you mean?
I do what I do. When I go to an auction, I only take a certain amount of money with me. Not too much. And if I can't buy anything with that, I come on home.
Oh, you don't have much fun at an auction, do you?
Frankly, no. But I don't suddenly find myself the day's possessor of a gross of second-hand cartridge belts or six dozen unpacked parachutes, either.
Hey, you know, Doc, you've got a great idea there, Molly. That's the way to go to this auction today.
We're not going to any...
All we do is only take a few bucks with us, you see.
No!
Look at here. They got house paint they're going to auction off. 1 10-gallon lot, it says. Quartermaster Barracks paint. White.
Here we go.
I don't care if they have...
You said yourself we ought to get the house painted next spring, and if we could buy some good white paint for, say, a buck or two a gallon...
I don't care if they're giving it away. We're not going to any auction. Every time we do, something terrible...
All right, folks, all right. Let's quiet down now so we can hear the bidding up here. Thank you, thank you. Now, the last bit of hate in this article was $15.
Don't open your mouth, McGee.
Okay.
Are we going to let this genuine all-purpose Air Force life raft that comes with its own flare gun to signal for help go for just $15? Who'll make it $20? That short gentleman there in the long overcoat who just stood up on that box. Did you see?
No, I'm just looking. I didn't know they came with flare guns.
This is a wonderful buy, sir. I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll throw in a year's supply of K-ration. Good, wholesome army food.
McGee, get off of that box.
Okay, kiddo. Sure is a nice flare gun, though, but don't worry. They're not getting me this time. Just the house paint. That's all we're buying. Just the house paint.
Are we done? Are we finished? Are we through? Rubber life raft, flare gun, and K-ration going once? Going twice? Sold! to the tall gentleman in the rear trying to sneak out the back door. Quick, head him off, Henry.
Somebody's sorry they bid so fast already.
Yeah, not me, though, Tootsie. We got it licked this time.
Just lead him up here, Henry, and get his money. Now, remember, folks, all sales are final, and no fair changing of mind. Now, next we have 10 gallons of quartermaster house paint. White.
Hey, that's us, Molly. That's us.
Now, don't get nervous, McGee. Wait till he asks for a bid.
Yeah, okay.
You can't go wrong with this one, folks. Everyone can use a good quality house paint. All right, now, who'll start the bidding with $15?
Be quiet.
$10? All right, then. Somebody make the first bid.
Okay, McGee, now.
Hey, bud. Well, we'll start. I bid 50 cents.
50 cents for 10 gallons of this fine paint? You can't be serious, sir.
Oh, well, what the heck? Make it a buck.
One ridiculous dollar, the man says. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further with this type of bidding, let me read you the description of this fine house paint from the specifications book of the United States government. Henry, the book, please.
I wish he'd get on with it. I'd like to get home.
Yeah, it sure is mobbed in here. Hey, look who's here.
Well, goodness, Mabel Toops. Mabel? Oh, Mabel.
She don't see you. She looks sore about something, don't she?
Yes, isn't that Mort with her?
Auction sale. You and your auction sales. Let's just drop in and look around, he says. Oh, my God.
Hey, Mort. You dropped a box of K-ration out of your life raft there. Here it is.
Oh, hi, Fib. Mal, I'll take that. Did you ever hear of anything so silly?
Hey, if you want to sell that flare gun for half a buck, Mort, I'll be glad to make
some other time, McGee. Let's help them out to their car.
Oh, thanks, Mal. And take my advice. Get Fib out of here before it's too late. Don't let him do this to you. Please, go on home.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King size filter tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
Ladies and gentlemen, do I hear another bid on this fine quality government-tested house paint? The last bid was $10.75.
$10.76? We made the last bid right here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, sir. Sorry. $10.76.
Yeah.
Now, do I hear 11? Will somebody make it $11? That's only 24 cents more, folks.
$11.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, darn it. I thought we had it.
All right, I have $11. Now, who'll say 12? 12?
Well, keep bidding, folks. Don't give up now.
Oh, hello, hi, Mr. Wimple.
Hey, what are you doing here, Wimp?
Bidding? I just bought this fine nickel-plated dental mirror for 12 cents so I can check my own teeth, see?
Oh, that's nice.
All right, do I hear $12?
Thank you, but please, whatever you do, don't mention it to Sweetie Face.
Who?
My big old wife.
Oh.
If she finds out I'm hanging around an auction, I won't have any teeth to check.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, how about this paint? You think we ought to keep bidding, huh?
I have $11. Is that all? Are we through?
Yes, I was just over there talking to Mr. Tracy, the hardware man, and he says it's worth three times what it's been bid so far.
$11 going once.
How much money we got with us, Molly?
$20. I brought exactly
$20. $11 going twice.
Okay, I'll make one more bid and...
Sold! For $11 to the lucky gentleman on my left, Mr. Tracy of Tracy's Hardware.
Hey, what the... Hey, wait a minute. You can't do that.
Yes, my friend here wasn't through bidding.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, next time speak up, old sales are fine. And now, folks... Next, we have this odd lot of...
Now, just a darn minute, you. That ain't fair.
Please, sir, please. 50 weather balloons all in good condition.
Forget it, McGee. Let's go home.
Now, what am I bid? Who'll start with $5?
I will not forget it. I'm mad.
$5.
Thank you, ma'am. $5. I have $5. Who'll make it six?
We had plenty of money, Molly. I could have bid more.
$6.
Thank you, sir. $6. I have $6. Now, who'll raise it?
If we didn't have more money, okay, but we had it. I was all set to bid $12.
Thank you, sir. $12.
That's what I was going to bid.
I have $12. Dallas, who'll say 13?
Well, I suppose that's true, Mr. McGee, but you heard the man. All sales are final, and even though you could have bid more...
Of course he could have bid more, Mr. Wimple. You saw the money. He could have bid $15 if necessary.
$15? I have 15 bid?
Certainly I could have. That paint was a steal, and we wanted it. I could have gone to 18 bucks, even.
I have $18. Make it 19. How about you, lady? You, sir?
I'll make it 19. That's my last bid.
Thank you, sir. $19, the man says. 19 going once.
Boy, this sure burns me up. Give me that dough, Molly, will you?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make that smart aleck open the bidding on that paint again. Maybe he thinks we were bluffing. I'll show him the dough. I'm going to get that house paid.
No, McGee, come back here. Don't.
19 going twice. Last chance, folks, on the beautiful, useful weather balloon.
Just a minute, Buster. Stop the auction.
How was that, mister?
I know my rights as a citizen, bud, and I know the rules for running an auction. Take a look here in my fist. What do you see?
$10, $15, $20.
Right, and I'm prepared to bid the whole $20.
Sold! 30 beautiful war surplus weather balloons to this gentleman who came right down to the auctioneer's platform to bring me the money.
Hey, wait a minute. Give me back that money.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Wrap up the man's balloons, Henry.
No, wait. I don't want them dad-ratted balloons.
You heard me, sir. All sales are final.
But the house paint. The house paint. I wanted the house paint.
Oh, I might have known it. Come on out of there. Let's go, McGee. If this isn't the silliest thing...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
I know what's new in farm machinery for 1955.
You do? Well, how do you know that?
I read about it in Better Farming's new machinery preview. It's an article on new farm machines, all the wonderful new machines that can help make a farmer's work easier, can help him earn more money. Every farmer, no matter how small his farm, should read new machinery preview.
Where'd you say you read about it?
In Better Farming. Better Farming for January.
The new machinery preview is only one of the many features you'll find in Better Farming. All these features, all that you read in Better Farming, is designed for just one thing, to help you make your farm a better farm. That's our dedicated aim, Better Farming for better farm living. And that's why, incidentally, the name of Country Gentleman was changed to Better Farming. Now the name and the aim are the same. Better Farming.
I was just over to see Mort Toops.
You make a fine pair.
Yeah, he said he'd trade me the flare gun that come with his life raft for two of my weather balloons.
Two of them? Don't do it.
Huh?
Make him take the whole 30 or none at all.
Well, I'll mull that over in my mind. Good night.
Good night, all.
Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Toops, and Eddie Marr as the auctioneer. Well, just offhand, what do you think you'd do with 30 weather balloons? I don't either, but I noticed Mr. McGee said he'd maul it over in his mind tonight. And if I know Mr. McGee, tomorrow we'll find him with a bright, brand new and sensational idea. This is John Wall saying, listen, won't you? Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.